Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity again to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm glad to have each and every one of you represented here today. Ask you to pray for us. 16th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Chapter, we're going to start with about the 13th verse. Verse. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shalt be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily, I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. I'm going to read a couple of verses out of the 24th chapter. Says 24th chapter, 22nd verse. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of 16th chapter and a couple of verses out of the 24th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. And you pray for just a minute. I don't know altogether what we'll do or what we'll say. But we find here that the Lord had his disciples, and he asked them a question. He said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do they say that I am? And they spoke up and they said, well, some says Elias, and some says Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. That's who they said that the Son of Man was. He's either Elias or Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Then he asked Peter a question, or he asked them a question. And Peter spoke up. He said, but whom do you say that I am? And he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I want to talk this morning just a little bit. The Lord help us. A little bit strange in one sense of the way, I guess. But I want to talk to you about the real Jesus. The real Jesus. You might think, well, today, well, preacher, that's been settled long ago. Well, for some folks. But there's a lot of folks, my friend, following after false Christ. He said false Christ in the 24th chapter. He said, lo, they'll say he's here and he's there. He said, follow not after them. Follow not after them. The real Jesus. There's a something today. You might say, well, preacher, we're having a hard time figuring out who Jesus is. Now, there's a reason that you're having a hard time figuring out who Jesus is. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Once you come in touch with him, brethren, he is real. Amen. He is. He's real. He's not false. Preacher, what makes you think that you know the real Jesus? You know, that's a good question. What makes you think you know that he is the real Jesus. Folks, I want you to know the real Jesus will let you know that you're one of his. Glory! One of his. A hireling, my friend. I know I preached on the shepherd here a while back. Brethren, a hireling won't do that. A hireling will flee. Run away. Brethren, we're living in a day when people wants to know, brethren, that it's real. Real. What is real? Brethren, the Bible says that they brought Jesus before that of Pilate, my friend, and he asked him some questions, my friend, and the answer come out, what is truth? What is truth? Brethren, what is real this morning? If he's not real in your heart, brethren, you've got an imitator. Yes, you do. The real thing. Coke used to have a saying, a slogan. Coke is the real thing. Years ago, it's a real thing. Brethren, folks want to know, brethren, that they got the real thing, don't they? Not an imitation. You go to purchase something, my friend, and you pay high price. You pay high price, brethren, for the original or the real thing. We've heard of Elias. We've heard of Jeremiah. And we've heard of these other prophets. He's one of them, but he wasn't one of them. He was the real thing. Peter, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Brethren, he said, Peter, flesh and blood hadn't showed you this, but my Father, which is in heaven. I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's a connection with the real thing. There is. There's a connection. Have you got the real thing? Is what you got, my friend, is it real? Is it documented? Brethren, has it been notarized? Folks, has it been, my friend, instituted and, brethren, recorded? Folks, I want you to know the real Jesus don't mind calling you one of his this morning. No, he don't. No, he don't. I got a phone call one morning at work, and it was a school. And they said, Mr. Jackson, said, you got a son by the name of Josh Jackson? And I said, yes, sir. He said, you might want to come and let's talk about some things. Glory! Hallelujah! Preacher, what are you shouting about? Folks, I want you to know everything ain't bad. This was a bad situation, but it wasn't bad. You hear me? But he is mine. You get the gist? He is mine. Oh, we got so-and-so in trouble this morning, and I want you to know that Jesus will come to your rescue. Woo! Yes, he will. I walk in the office and there sits my son and there sits a police officer. And I walk in and he begins to talk and he said, "This your boy?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, Miss Jackson, he's in trouble." And I said, "Well, what's he done?" And they went on a little bit. He looked at me and I said, "Not him." Not him. You got the wrong kid. Glory to God! Ain't it wonderful when Jesus says, "Not him," this morning? Woo! He's not in trouble. He said, "Oh yeah, he is." He said, "Are you 100% sure he is at home?" I said, "I'm 100%, brothers, guaranteed, no, he is at home, my friend." Jesus will stand up for you. Yes, he will. He'll say, "Not mine, Father, not mine," this morning. Woo! He got to reading down through there and he run across and he blah, blah, blah and something other and he called another name. And I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "You got the wrong kid." What? Got to reading along there and he said, "I guess you're right." I said, "Well, you ought to apologize to him." Glory to God! Think about it! Brother Jesus knows he is this morning. Brother, and he'll stand up. Thank God for you today. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Peter, my friend, cried out, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Listen, folks. He said, "Peter, I say that thou art Peter." He said, "And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." He wasn't talking about building it on Peter. Brethren, he is talking about building it on Christ. And brethren, that's where the building is built this morning. Woo! Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, the real Christ, the real one, not one of the others, but the real Christ this morning. I'm here to tell you, folks, my friend, he'll stand for you. Glory! He'll stand up, brothers, and recognize his own. If you don't believe it, my friend, go over and read about Stephen. The Bible says that you won't find a better message in this book that covers the whole Old Testament right into the New than what Stephen preached. Listen, and he preached it to the council. To them, my friend, that knowed, and they did know. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You can run around this world wondering who Jesus is. Brother, I'll tell you, have a relationship with him. Thank God you ain't got the real thing. It takes a relationship. Yes, it does. It takes an experience. An experience. A born again experience. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not going to talk too much about her. But when we got married, my wife, she had thought she had been saved. She had done like a lot of others, my friend. She had confessed somewhere along the line, my friend, that Jesus saved her. I've heard people testify to the fact, my friend, that the reason they went down was because their friend went down. They felt something, but brethren, they didn't get the real thing. You know why they didn't? Thank God, because they was never broken, my friend. It takes a broken heart and a contrite spirit. But over at Dry Creek Baptist Church, one third Saturday night, my friend, my wife got saved. Born again. Free from sin. Happy night and day. Glory to God. Sometimes we don't look too happy. Do you know that? Where'd that come from, preacher? All your days ain't going to be on top. Just because you know him, the real thing. Now I'm going to tell you something. Well, I ain't going to do it. Go on. There's things, my friend, in mine, in your hearts, and in mine, in your lives, that's not real. Do you know that? It's not real. It's something, my friend, we think is real, but we don't have the evidence. We've ever been there this morning. Glory. It might be this way with mayonnaise. I don't know. I don't know where it's Hellman's or Kraft. I think it's Hellman's. They advertise it's the real mayonnaise. I couldn't tell you because I don't like it. Seriously. I couldn't tell you. Well, preacher, you one of them knockoffs? Yeah, I'm a blue plate guy. Yes, sir. Raised on it, thank God, still on it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As far as I'm concerned, you can't beat it. And I can tell the difference. Can't you? Huh? Think about it. Think of it. You say, preacher, that's just plumb silly. That's how people's doing Jesus today. They, some folks got Jesus, but brother, I don't know what kind it is. Do you? I saw something the other day. You watching a ball game. Watching a baseball. I like baseball. Watching baseball, and I think I've got it right. They showed on there, said Jesus believed his treatments worked. Glory to God! Glory to God!
the bread of life. Woo! Why wouldn't he think, brethren, his treatments would work? Why wouldn't he think it? Huh? Why wouldn't he? We living in a world, my friend, don't know Jesus. They got Jesus, but they don't know him. Who they got, preacher? They got one of them false ones. Yeah. A lot of them's made them up. Yes, they have. A lot of them, my friends, spread just as smooth as mayo. Huh? A lot of them taste just as good, my friend, as the real thing. But, brethren, it ain't got the ingredients that's needed. I've got neuropathy. Some folks don't know what that is. Don't have to, and I hope you never get it. But I've got it. And everybody and their brother's got a sure treatment for it. Yes, they do. Guaranteed. If I bought all of them, my friend, I read about and saw, my friend, on the TV, my friend, I'd be poor and they'd be rich. Huh? You hear me? Preacher, have you? Yes, I've tried some of them. I have. I've tried them. They ain't none work for me. Zero. Oh, but it's proven. And it's got an ingredient that comes from over yonder somewhere. It's blended. Yeah, clinically. FDA approved. Yes, sir. And it'll stop your neuropathy. It might stop somebody's, but it don't work on me. You hear me? Huh? Listen. Preacher, what do you mean? Everybody and their brothers got Jesus. Just ask them. Walk down the street, my friend. Just talk to them. It won't be long, my friend. You'll find out what kind of Jesus they got. Some of them got a different one. Yes, they do. They found one of them that he said, don't go after. They found one of them, my friend, that's got all the right signs and all the right signals. But brethren, they ain't got nothing, brother, that'll help you with. They can't cure sin. They can't redeem you. Can they? There's a little lady, little damsel, basically, what the Lord book says. Over in the days of Naaman, she had been taken captivity and she had wound up in Naaman's household. And she is a keeper, a mistress, my friend, for that of his wife. She is a handmaiden. And one day she spoke up to her and said, would to God that Naaman could go down yonder and see the man of God. Said he would cure him of his leprosy. Everybody loved Naaman. Thought a lot of Naaman. Naaman was a captain of host. But he was a leper. He was a leper. Well, she tells Naaman. Naaman gathers a bunch of goods and silver and what have you. And he runs off down there, but he winds up at the king's palace. And he tells them what he's doing there. I'm here to be healed. And the old king just rent his clothes. He said, who am I? What can I do? Listen, what was wrong, preacher? He went to the wrong source. Brethren, there's a lot of folks tuned in to the wrong source this morning. They ain't got the real thing. Hear me. Hear me. While all this was going on, oh, Elisha heard about it and he sent his servant down there and said, you go get him. They sent him over to Elisha, and Elisha never even come out. He told his servant, he said, you tell him go down yonder and dip 7 times in Jordan. Old Naaman, my friend, he is at the right place. But he didn't get the response that he thought he ought to. Do you know that? Sometimes we go lambasting out, my friend, before we even get healed. Before the real healing comes. We won't talk about what's not right with this situation. It's what Naaman done. He got back on, down there on his horse and he said, why? He said, Abiathar and another starts with a P in her, Parfar. Are they not rivers better than this Jordan? Probably said some other things. Because the men that was with him said, Master, said, if he'd have not asked thee a hard thing, said, wouldn't you have done it? Tuned him down a little, didn't he? He went off down there at Jordan. I want you to know something, folks. Obedience. Obedience. You know why the Lord, my friend, don't talk to us a lot. It's because we're not obedient. We're disobedient. I believe with all my heart, my friend, that Elijah would have starved to death had he went anywhere else other than what the Lord sent him. And he sent him down there to the brook. And he said, there have I commanded the ravens to feed thee morning and evening. Morning and evening. Bread and flesh. Preacher, I just don't know where I believe that or not. That's your problem. That's our problem. We'd rather believe, my friend, this Jesus that everything's happy. And there ain't no hard trials comes when you know the Lord. Huh? You can eat your pie, my friend, all day long. Hear me? My friend, but I want you to realize that God, His Son Jesus, brethren, they operate in a real world. Yes, they do. And sometimes, my friend, they help you with problems that you can't fix. Hear me. And I got news for you. I got real news for you. You don't know how to fix them. You hear me? Naaman, my friend, couldn't make himself not a leper. He couldn't. But he had a choice. He listened to the man of God. The man of God said, go! Dip yourself 7 times in Jordan, my friend. I believe when he dipped that 7th time, he is still a leper until he come up. Yeah. Preacher, I would to God we could find out what fixed this problem. I got news for you. Jesus knows. Amen. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? You know how Jesus works? He works just like this. Naaman had the choice. That little damsel back at home, my friend, she knowed the man of God could cleanse him. She knowed it without a doubt. Elisha can help him of his leprosy. And I believe that his wife, I can don't give their names, by the way. But his wife, my friend, I believe she believed the damsel. And I believe that Naaman believed something to begin with. But until he dipped himself 7 times, he was still a leper. But when he dipped that 7th time, he come up clean. Do you know that? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He had all these goodies he was going to give to Elisha. 30 changes of raiments and so much of this and so much of that. Treasure. Hear me. Elisha said, I don't want them. The Bible says that Gehazi, his servant, got to thinking. When he heard that old Naaman was cleansed, he run and he found him. He said, the master's had a change of heart. Master didn't have no change of heart. He said, he'll take some of them raiments. He'll take some of that silver and that whatever you got. And the Bible says that as soon as his servant returned, that Elisha spoke to him. He said, did not my heart go with you? In other words, you've done wrong. Did not my heart go with you? In other words, you're my servant. And I said, no. He said, you've received those things. And he says, the leprosy that was on Naaman shall rest on thee and thy household the rest of your life. Do you hear that? I got news for you. Brethren, you want help this morning, you're going to have to be a recipient. You're going to have to receive help. Yes, you are. Jesus is real. I serve a real Jesus, don't you? I serve a real God. I noticed this morning on the way to church, they got big bulletin boards down there. They've got all digitalized, if I can say such a word, all digital. And they'll pop up just one here and there. And they popped one up, my friend, and as I was going by, I don't know what all it said. I couldn't read it to understand it. But it had Buddha. And I'm a-thinking, my friend, that it was inviting them to their services. right off Union Grove Road down there. If you ain't never been over there, you can go over and visit him. You can get out if you want to and rub his old belly. I can't help it. It's just a fact, just a big old image. Huh? Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you ought not make fun, my friend. Can I not? Can I not? They make fun of our Jesus. Huh? They make fun of our God. Do they not? Can I not tell you, my friend Elijah told Baal's prophets, cry louder. He might be asleep. He might be on a journey. Thank God, wake him up. Woo! But Elijah had the real God. Did he not? Put everything in place. Cried out to God, my friend, and God sent the fire. Did he not? Licked up the sacrifice. Licked up the water. Licked up the water that's in the trench. And the Bible says, even the dust, my friend, he is real. Huh? He is real. Can I tell you something? You say, preacher, it ain't working fast enough for me. I got news for you. He don't work on your terms. Amen. He don't work on your clock. But I can tell you one thing. He works. He works. He does. He works. He's real. Don't follow after those faults. I know it's a strange message. I really do. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's amazing to how many people are following, my friend, false Christ today. Not back yonder. Today. Today. Peter. Peter, flesh and blood hath not shown this unto thee, but my Father, which is from heaven. Come get a verse of a song. The real Jesus. Preacher, how do I know it's real? If you read the scriptures and you'll search and find out, it's by faith. It's by faith. Preacher, I can't see faith. We had something in our Sunday school this morning that He, Christ, created all things in earth and in heaven. Visible things and invisible things. Preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. Well, why wouldn't you? He's real. Trust Him. He's real, my friend, and He can work. Thank God, put Him to work this morning. Preacher, you ain't in bad shape as I am. Do you know what? It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter what we're facing. But I'll guarantee you, your mountain's just as great as the next one's. Oh, preacher, I got something I can't overcome. You think they don't have something they can't overcome? You don't think? I've been to the place. I don't know. I really don't. I can tell you what He's done for me. I can tell you what He has done for me. I got in a situation years and years ago. my friend, that I'm going to lose it all. Every bit of it. Everything. I was in that place, Gary. I was in that place. I went to a lawyer, had to have one. Couldn't get around it. Just had to have one. I went to one, me and Kathy did. We sat down and he began to tell us this and that and another, and I listened to him for just a little bit. We got up and left, and I told her, I said, I'll not use him. But he ain't the only lawyer in this world. He had a good name.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. So I went, found me another. I didn't know much about him, this and that and another. We went in and sat down, and I told him, I said, now this is what I want to do. And I said, if I'm part of this, I said, this is how it's going to be. So I told him. He looked at me and he said, well, if you just didn't need a lawyer, he said, you've tied my hands. I said, yes, sir. I'm glad he understood. He said, I'll represent you if that's what you're going to do. Come the day, I actually owned two houses at the time. The day I went to court, we sat there through a case. I'm just telling you, I don't even know why I'm telling you. I'm just telling you that God ain't limited to spiritual things.
Amen. Amen.
He's got a few lawyers out there.
Amen.
Probably very few. But he's got some. He got a few bankers.
Yeah.
He got a few doctors.
Sure does.
Yes, sir. He got a few people out there, my friend, that won't pull your arm off every time you have something done.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. And I sat there through a case, and this case had went on, and this woman absolutely busted out squalling. She said, you mean I can't keep my house? But you would have had to been there to know what was going on.
Yeah.
What they had done. Judge said, no, ma'am. They didn't leave there no happy tune. Our case was next. I got up in the chair. I don't mind telling you. The judge looked at me and he just shook his head. He said, Mr. Jackson, he said, I don't know why you're here except the legal system says you need to be. We're going to grant you everything you ask for. Yes, sir. Done. I walk out and I start going down the hallway here, and somebody said, Mr. Jackson. He said, I'm not supposed to do this. He said, I'm the lawyer for the other side. He said, but I'm going to tell you. He said, you got 30 days. He says, if they don't treat you right, you can do something different. And they can't do nothing about it. I said, thank you. Yeah. We had a whole wall tore out in our house during this time. We was doing some things, and Kathy said one evening, she said, "Ranch," she said, "this all could be for nothing." I said, "Well, whoever gets it will have one less wall." You know where I live? I'm still there. Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Everybody in this world telling me you're going to lose it all.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
You know what I done? I heard Brother J.O. Jarrett say one time, this is worth saying, folks. I'm talking about real Jesus.
Yes, bless him, Lord.
Them folks didn't have to treat me out of way. They didn't have to do one thing, I said. I was a recipient of whatever they decided to do. And it was in their hands. But you know what? They wasn't no lawyers looking for my house. They didn't nobody desire to live down there where I did. And they didn't have no big plans to mow it down, put something. You say, "Preacher, that don't go on." It does.
Amen. It does.
It does. I know for it. Fast.
It does.
I ain't no child. I've seen things. Huh? You hear me? But I done yielded, my friend. See, I done yielded.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I'd leave there and wouldn't have zero. Well, they leave you a certain amount of money. Do you know that? They won't get it all. They can't. Their legal system won't let them. That's the only reason. But listen, I'd yielded. But J.O. Jarrett used to say quite often, he said, "If they give out a warning, my friend, that there's 200 mile an hour winds coming, hurricane," he said, "and then if they size it down to 150 or 100, whatever," he said, "you prepare for 200. He said, "Prepare for the worst." Huh? He said, "Anything less than that, you're above ground." Yeah. Think about it. Think about it. Yeah, I had problems. And they didn't want to treat me right. Listen, folks. You don't think God knows who you are? You don't think the real Jesus knows you? If you've had a relationship with Him, He knows you, and you know Him. Yeah, they didn't want to operate with me. They didn't want to cooperate with me. Banks didn't. They jacked that interest way up yonder as far as they could. 12-13%. I ain't lying. I didn't put out no feelers. I didn't change nothing. There's a person walked in the place where I worked one morning. They said, "Randy," said, "how much do you need?" Said, 8% is best I can do. I said, "I'll take it." He didn't know how much I needed. They didn't know what I needed. So I took it. Four and a half percent less than what I was going to have to do. I took it. Paid them back. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. God is real this morning. He'll help you spiritually. He'll help you naturally. And if there's anything in between, he'll help you. If he can. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to receive it. You're going to have to receive it. You're going to have to be with open arms. Preacher, I don't know if I can just come to the place to where I'm just going to give up. I got news for you. I'm not going to say, brethren, that I didn't ask a few questions alone. And I didn't get a little bit discouraged alone. But in the midst of it all, I knowed who I served. Yeah. I've paid for some things three times over because of my mistake. I'll say that, well, preacher, it wasn't just you. No, I had a partner, but I always say it's my mistake. You hear me? You hear me? Can I tell you something? God will do what he says he'll do. Yes, he will. There's not no negotiation sometimes on what God will do. He says, I'll do it. You don't think Jesus is real this morning? You don't think that Jesus is close this morning? There's not anything in this world, my friend, that God can't fix. You go all the way back to Abraham and Sarah. Sarah laughed in her tent's door. She was 90 years old. She knowed she is past the birth-giving age. Yes, sir? She is past it. No humanly possible way she could have a child. Huh? And she laughed. She laughed in her tent's door. And you know what come out? Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything? Folks, whether you believe anything or not, my friend, she gave birth to a son. Son of promise. The real Jesus. The evidence. Just follow the evidence. Get in the book, my friend. Just follow the evidence. And you'll find out that he's real. Can I tell you, this morning we'll stand. He's real today. He is. He's real today. He's real today. He hadn't done everything that I wanted him to do in my life like I wanted him to do it. He hadn't done it. But I can faithfully and honestly tell you this morning that he is real. He is real. He's still real. Let us stand. Sing a verse of some song.